Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. I'm your host, John Barth, and this is episode number 6 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. And in this episode, we look at our 6th fundamental of success, character skills. And this is the outside fundamental that results from our mindset of seeking excellence. Once we've established the mindset of relentlessly trying to be the best we can be in all of our roles and responsibilities, then we can use character skills as a checkpoint and guide of how to act in our daily lives. Character skills are the actions we take which reveal our beliefs and values. These are not set in stone and can be improved and strengthened with awareness and practice, and they are the building blocks that lead to a life of excellence. Now, there are a lot of different character skills that we can look at, and I really like how performance psychologist Jim Lehrer divides character skills into 2 categories, performance character skills and moral character skills. Performance character skills deal with our relationships with ourselves and being able to produce or perform in a given situation or environment. For example, work ethic, perseverance, courage, and many other performance character skills allow us to get things done. These are the characteristics that often lead to external results. And as we discussed in our last episode, the value of those results comes from the character we invest in the process. We may win a game or we may get an A on an assignment, but if we didn't put a lot of effort into that result, it doesn't hold much value. These performance character skills are important in many aspects of our lives. However, Dr. Lehrer emphasizes that moral character skills are more important and always trump performance character skills. Moral character skills deal with our relationship with other human beings and include such things as empathy, loyalty, and respect. Why are moral character skills more important than performance character skills? Because at the end of the day, how we treat others and the impact we have on them and the value that we give to their lives is much more important than anything we achieve for ourselves. So, character skills are the actions that we take as a result of our mindset toward seeking excellence, trying to be the best we can be. If we're trying to be the best teacher or coach we can be, we're going to work hard, we're going to persevere through obstacles, and we're going to have the courage to try new things, even if we may fail in the beginning. We will use these performance character skills to improve our technical skills and the knowledge we can provide to our students and athletes. But more importantly, if we're trying to be the best teacher or coach we can be, then we're going to be empathetic towards the young people we work with and understand they each have their own challenges in their life, which impact their perspective. We're going to be loyal to them and always be there to support them. And we're going to care about them as people more than we care about their performance. Character skills are not something that we are simply born with or not. They are something that we can develop and grow. So when we talk about developing character skills, no one needs to get upset that they are being attacked personally for who they are. Character skills are simply the actions we take to try and be the best we can be. And it's not about being better or worse than anyone else. It is simply about getting a little bit better each day. Each of us fails at times, and so even if we are aware about our quest to be a better person, in any aspect of our lives, we're going to falter and take steps backwards at times. The key is to not just throw our hands up in the air and say, "That's the way we are." We need to remember that we are seeking excellence and use our character skills as feedback to help us and guide us back on the right track. I would like to talk about one more important aspect of character, and that is its role in leadership. For many people, there is a desire to get into a position of leadership. And I believe that once they attain their desired position, they believe whatever decision and behavior they make is justified because they're in that position. However, I would argue that character skills should be evaluated on a daily basis in order to justify whether that person should maintain their position of power. Some people think a person's power, position, or title make everything they do right. I believe doing the right thing should be the requirement to earn and keep a person's power, position, or title, because what is right is more important than who is right. Sometimes the best thing we can do is remove ourselves from a position so that we can take a step back and evaluate our principles and values and how they're playing out in our lives. It doesn't mean that we are condemned forever, but if we are truly seeking excellence, we owe it to ourselves as well as the people we lead to make sure we are writing a story that not only helps us experience success, but inspires others to do the same as well. That is true leadership, and we don't need a position of power to show it. All we need are character skills and a desire to relentlessly seek personal excellence. So this concludes our third pair of fundamentals of success. And just to review, we've looked at having a vision and pursuing our dreams, knowing our integrity and living by principles, and now seeking excellence and growing our character skills. So next time we'll move on to a new pair of fundamentals, and we'll begin with the inside fundamental of rising above the storms in our lives. Do you need direction and guidance as you harness the power of journaling to write your own story? Go to www.johnbarthbooks.com, that's J-O-N-B-A-R-T-H books.com, and pick up a copy of the 1% Journal or sign up to get started with our Write Your Own Story Journal Challenge. Remember, the best way to make a difference in the lives of your students and athletes is to make 1% improvements and give them a better version of you every day.